practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast, a radio program that's been on the air for over 25 years, designed to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth in a good, solid, Bible-believing church. For this is the Lord's Day, the day when Christians all around the world will go to church to worship the Lord with others of like precious faith. And I trust that you'll be in a good, solid, Bible-believing church as well. Today, we're going to begin the program with a song entitled, I Believe in a Hill Called Mount Calvary. How we can thank the Lord for the old rugged cross. Amen. because it was on that cross that the Lord Jesus Christ, though he knew no sin, he was hung on that cross and he bore the sin of each and every one of us. That is, everyone who has ever lived, is living, or ever will live on the face of the earth. Jesus Christ died for the sins of the whole world. And how we can rejoice over that and must truly give God the honor and the glory and the praise for what he's done for us through the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio, and I'm Pastor Gary Dull, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company. What a joy it is to be able to come to you every Sunday morning on this radio station with this program that has been on the air now for over 25 years. And we thank the Lord for the opportunity that we've had to bring the Word of God to people throughout central Pennsylvania and beyond on Sunday mornings as we prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And I do trust that you'll be going to a good, solid, Bible-believing church today. If you are in the Altoona area and do not have a good church to attend, I would like to invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, where we will be having Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and then our evening service tonight at 6 o'clock. We always have midweek services. On Wednesday, of course, we have children and youth that meet at 6:30 in the evening, and then at 7 o'clock, we have prayer meeting and Bible study, and it's just a great time to get together with others of like precious faith around the Word of God. I would encourage you to go to our website, which is www.fbcaltoona.org, and get an update of our ministry and the various things that we will be doing even throughout the month of December. Because remember, December is the month of Christmas, the month in which we celebrate the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. And here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, we've got some special things going on throughout the month of December. But it is a delight to have you there by the radio. And we're still really in the Thanksgiving season. I trust that you had a great Thanksgiving day. We did. My family got together with my one son and his family, and we just had a great time with all of the turkey and mashed potatoes and the trimmings and everything that goes along with Thanksgiving. And, you know, Thanksgiving is my favorite time of the year. It really is. It's sort of a laid-back holiday. But it's also a time in which we truly must thank God for all that he is and for everything that he's given to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I trust that you had a great Thanksgiving day. And I know that some of you may be traveling today. They tell us that this is the most traveled weekend for Thanksgiving in a number of years. So if you're out traveling up and down the highway, or you might be catching a plane to fly somewhere, please be very careful and remember that it is God who will protect you as you travel. So ask him for that protection, but be very careful. Truly, here in America and as Christians, we have a lot to thank the Lord Jesus Christ for. But I want to say that if we can ever serve you spiritually speaking, please do not hesitate to contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church. You can call us at 814-944-2894. If you have a prayer request or question about the Bible, that's 814-944-2894. Or you can email us. That email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And then our mailing address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. So contact us if we can be of any help to you, spiritually speaking. We would truly love to reach out to you in the name of the Lord. And, of course, if the program is being a blessing to you, we'd love to hear from you as well. We do hear from folks from time to time, but our desire is to bring you the Word of God, to help prepare you to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. But if the program is being used of God in your life, we would love to rejoice along with you. So don't hesitate to contact us and share that with us, and we would appreciate it very, very much. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you and praise you once again for the opportunity that we have to get together around the radio or upon whatever device folks are listening to the program this morning. I pray, Lord, that you would take the program and use it for your glory. Truly, it is my prayer that through this broadcast, souls will come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christians will be edified, and above all, you will be exalted and glorified. And Father, I do pray for those who might be traveling up and down the highways or the railroad or the airwaves. I pray, dear Lord, that you'll give them safety as they travel, as they go home to their destinations on this busy holiday weekend. May they be able to arrive at their destination safely. But Father, again, I just pray that you'll be glorified through everything that we do throughout the rest of this program. Lead, guide, and direct us in every word that we say, and we'll thank you and praise you for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. This next song was a song that was one of my dad's favorite songs, and I can remember hearing him singing it at the top of his lungs, as it were. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. And certainly, as born-again believers, we can rejoice in the message of this song as well. Blessed assurance.
Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Well, I'm an heir of salvation. I've been purchased by God.
From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, let's go back to the Old Testament book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 9, and I would like to read with you verse 6. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, where the Word of God says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." That's from the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 9 and verse 6. And now before I deliver a message entitled Preparing for Christmas, as we focus on Jesus Christ, let's listen to a Christmas carol, a Christmas song. This is the first for this particular year here on the Voice of Faith broadcast. It's a song that's a favorite of many. Joy to the world, the Lord has come.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
Are you preparing for Christmas? You know, it seems to me that many people are preparing for Christmas a whole lot earlier this year than I can ever remember. I know that driving back and forth from our house to the church, the highway in which I travel, I should say the street upon which I travel, for the last couple of weeks there have been Christmas lights out and people are putting up their Christmas trees. And I said to my wife, I can't remember when people started to get ready for Christmas this early. Now, I know that when you go into the stores and the supermarkets and various places, they've had Christmas things out on the shelf for many weeks now. But I cannot remember when people began to decorate their homes as early as they have been doing so this particular year, probably even back in the first part of the month of November. But Christmas is coming, and it's a matter of fact, in just 1 month from yesterday, it will be December the 25th, because today is November the 26th. But the question is, are you preparing for Christmas? And people prepare for Christmas in all sorts of ways. Like I said, they put out lights, they put out decorations, they purchase gifts and plan parties, and, well, you know the whole story. But from a spiritual perspective, I think it's important that we prepare for Christmas by focusing on Jesus Christ, because that's what Christmas is all about. It's not just a secular holiday, but it's a time in which we focus on what God did for us through the Lord Jesus Christ. And one passage of Scripture that helps us to prepare for Christmas by focusing on Christ is found in Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5, where the Word of God says, "But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons." That's Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. And what we see there is a passage of Scripture that is all about the Lord Jesus Christ and what God the Father did to send His Son, Jesus Christ, into the world. Several things that we see in this passage of Scripture, and I want to share them with you. Actually, there are five of them that we want to look at briefly this morning. Number one, Christ came at the right time. Verse 4, the first part says, but when the fullness of the time was come. Now, that word fullness is an interesting word because it means at the end of a prescribed period of time. Way back in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15, we find that God himself actually predicted the fact that he was going to send a Messiah into the world. And down through the Old Testament history, the Jewish people were looking for that Messiah. But God had an exact set time, an exact set date, indeed an exact set hour and minute, for which the Lord Jesus Christ would come into this world, and that's when it took place there in Bethlehem, outside of the city of Jerusalem. Everything was ready for the coming of the Messiah. Things were ready spiritually because people were looking for the Messiah. Things were ready politically because particularly Israel was being ruled by the Roman Empire and they really didn't want to do that. And that's one of the reasons, by the way, that Israel rejected Jesus as the Messiah because they didn't want a spiritual Messiah. They wanted a political Messiah. And when Jesus Christ did not come to free them from the Roman Empire politically, well, they rejected him along with a number of other reasons. But at the exact time, not a minute too early, not a minute too late, in the fullness of time, Jesus Christ came into this world. Secondly, we see that Christ came as God's Son. Again, Galatians 4 and verse 4, but when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son. Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God. You know, you read back in the book of Genesis, it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And I'm certain that you're very, very familiar with that particular verse of Scripture. And the Bible goes on, and in verse 3, it says, and God said, let there be light. And as we read down through this, we find that God was involved in actually creating every aspect of the universe as we know it today. But when you go on down through the passage of Scripture, you'll see it says in verse 26 of Genesis 1, and God said, let us make man in our own image after our likeness. What was he talking about when he said, let us make man in our image? He was talking about the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In fact, in Genesis 1:1, the word God is Elohim, which is the plural name for God. So you see, Jesus Christ did not become God when he was on the cross. He did not become God when he came into this world. He is the eternal Son of God, fully God, sent by God at the appropriate time to go to the cross and to provide salvation for the whole world. Thirdly, we see that Christ came being born of the woman. Again, Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4, but when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son made of a woman made under the law. Now that was very significant for two reasons. Number one, Jesus Christ had to be made of a woman in order to become a human being. You see, he had to be 100% man in order to be able to associate with mankind and in order to be able to provide the appropriate sacrifice for sin on the cross. A man had to die. A human had to die on that cross. And that's why Jesus Christ was born of a woman as a human male. But he was also born of the Virgin Mary. We understand that the Bible teaches that clearly. And the virgin birth was significant because that kept him sinlessly pure, or I should put it this way, pure from sin. Keep in mind that the sin nature is passed down through the male gender. And so if Jesus Christ would have been born of the union between a man and a woman, he would have been born with the sin nature, and he had to be completely sinless when he went to the cross. And so he was born of the Virgin Mary, made of a woman, in order to become a human being and to be the sinless Son of God while he was on the earth. Number four, we see that Christ came to redeem sinners. Look at verse 5 of Galatians 4. It says, to redeem them that were under the law. That word redeem is a word that means to purchase. And you see, the Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord. When Jesus Christ came into the world that we celebrate during the Christmas season, He came into the world to go to the cross to pay the price of sin for everybody, to provide redemption that we might be purchased out of the market of sin, as it were. And the fact of the matter is, Jesus Christ died for the sins of the whole world, not just for a certain few or a certain elect or a certain group, but Jesus Christ redeemed those who were under the law, that is, the law of sin, that says that because of sin, we are all separated from God. But then finally, Jesus Christ came to provide spiritual children. Again, verse 5 of Galatians 4 says, He came to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Thank the Lord for the fact that when we receive Jesus Christ as Savior, we are changed from being the children of the devil to being the children of God through faith in Jesus Christ. This is what Christmas is all about. And Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5 reminds us that Christ came at the right time. Christ came as God's Son. Christ came to be born of the woman. Christ came to redeem sinners. And Christ came to provide spiritual children through faith in Him alone. And so as we go throughout the Christmas season, let's not just get caught up in the secular aspects of the season, but let's remember, as it's been said many times over again, Jesus is the reason for the season. That's absolutely true. And so if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, I would encourage you to call upon Him today and ask Him to save you. And if you do, contact us here at the church. We will send you a booklet that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Christmas is about Jesus Christ. Have a great day in the Lord. And until I greet you once again by way of radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Truly, the best is yet to come.
Okay, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894, or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services. Wednesday is 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.